Hey, it's time again for the sports show. Every weekend, nationwide, coast to coast, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA, Sports Byline brings you the sports show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end. Yes, he had two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Played for the New York Giants. Had a brief New England Patriot, about 15 minutes of fame. And then, of course, the career with the Los Angeles Rams. The wonderful actor that you've seen in Hunter and so many other shows. Fresh from a speech he gave just recently to the Los Angeles Sports Broadcasters Association. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks very much, Michael Horn. You look splendid this evening.
Thank you.
And I hope that the folks...
You look wonderful
who
as
are,
well.
Thank you. I hope the folks out there are doing well. It's been a week since we've all been together. Time drags on when we're not in touch. You know what I mean?
It's not as much fun when we're not together.
Yeah, that's right. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to visit with you. And at the bottom of the hour, our good friend Jay Johnstone.
Oh, is Jay with us today?
I think he is.
Yeah, Jay Johnstone. He played with so many teams, you know.
Well, he's
try to name them. That's a trivia question.
Yeah, he's 30 of them, I think.
30 teams.
Yeah, he has 30.
They don't even know there's that many teams.
Yeah, and so he's going to stop in and tell us what he's been doing, and he has an event happening. He's going to talk to us about it, and then we'll chat with him about Major League Baseball, what's going on in the sport of baseball.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, locally here, the Dodgers are you know, they're flitting around. They have 5-game win streak, and Yasmani Grandal hit a home run to win it in the bottom of the eighth, and all that type of stuff. But it's always good to be with our friend Jay, and the three of us get along very nicely. So hunker in, grab your favorite lollipop, and
you
hang
brought a
in
Kit Kat
there.
Bar into the
That's
studio.
That's gone.
It's gone. You ate that already.
That thing is gone. That was head. We had a
how
nice
was the,
lunch.
How was the lunch at the Southern California Sports Broadcasters?
It was fun.
Chicken and sauce, one of the favorite things I love at any function.
The sauce was splendid.
Just delicious.
No, it really was. It was oversauced for a moment.
Lots of veggies. There were lots of veggies there. And a nice salad bar. They did have a pretty nice mix of stuff.
It was very nice, actually. I was not disappointed.
You ate. Bob Moore and I noticed you were still eating throughout most of the presentation. Did you go back for seconds?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's...
No, I loaded up on the first time.
No wonder we need to go to dinner after the show.
Exactly.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number
3030. That's a know-how!
Goop. Gunk. Sludge. Whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil Conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back to the sports show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, star of our show, the acting legend, the football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, these headsets, it's not an exact science, you know. I have a nice
Don't you have
head.
Your own headsets? Most radio people have their own headsets they take with them wherever they go. We need to get you your own Fred Dreyer.
I'm not.
Let me ask you,
when
you played football for the Rams, did you grab Vince Ferragamo's helmet and put it on? You had your own helmet, didn't you?
Well, of course, yeah.
In radio, we have our own headsets.
Why?
You need some.
Why?
Because you don't want Vince Ferragamo's earwax into your ears. You want your very... See, now I got your attention. You want your own headset.
For that reason, not for fitting purposes.
Well, fitting purposes, well, too. Your head may be shaped differently. You might want to go with
the headsets I've ever used, I've never had a trouble getting a fit.
Maybe a Harman Kardon.
How does someone's earwax get out and onto
the surface
of your headset?
How hot was it in the helmet when you're playing football on the field? For all of us that have not
200 degrees.
How do you know the number?
Well, it has to be. Your brain is boiling in there.
Does it really, when it's a hot day, when you're playing in Los Angeles, when you're on the Rams and it's baking down, does that sun kind of reflect off the heat or does it bake right into your brain?
It bakes in. And when I was with the Giants, we were in Fairfield, Connecticut, and at Fairfield University. And it's a Catholic institution.
What were you doing there, playing an exhibition game?
No, that's where training camp was.
Oh, that was training camp.
That's where I reported.
Okay.
After college all-star game, I flew into New York, and they took me out of LaGuardia and bussed me right up into Fairfield, Connecticut.
Right.
And it was as humid as you could imagine. There was no breeze. And when you put that hat on, it was murder, bro.
Is that what we call it? The helmet's a hat?
I'm telling you,
I was in Arlington, I believe it was, Illinois, outside of Chicago. And they had, I was there with William Shatner. There was a paintball tournament, and Mancow, the great radio legend, was working it. And it was so hot and humid that they would put helmets on to protect their face, and mosquitoes would fly up inside there. And just sitting there with all the sweat. I, of course, was just doing the broadcasting of it, so I didn't have to go out and actually play on the paintball field. I was just the broadcast part of the whole
deal. Doing play-by-play for a paintball fight?
Yeah, and it was so bad, Mancow actually just left. It was his paintballing, and he left. He just took off.
Yeah, he got
Nobody
fed
could
up.
Find him.
Yeah, he was fed up.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
It was a strenuous day out there.
Speaking of, this... Zakira, what is it? What is the mosquito virus that's shrinking?
Oh, Zika, the Zika virus.
Is it Zika?
Is it Zika virus? Yeah, Zika.
Z-I-K-A?
Yeah, I believe that's it. Or the E-Zika.
Yeah, all they have to do is spray down.
Yes.
Some DDT, but they won't do it
because you can't have DDT.
Because you can't have DDT.
Right.
So they're going to have people suffer and have people walking around the rest of their lives with tiny heads.
not good. I say use the DDT and just warn everybody to go inside.
Can't you go put a spray down and then let a year go by and then put another spray down? You don't have to be out there spraying it.
I'm an old timer.
Every 15 minutes. The world community has destroyed the third world.
When I was a young child, we had to call this carefully. We used to kill red ants with something called, I think it was malathion or something. We'd spray this powder, and the ants would walk all over it, go in their holes, and then they'd just disappear. They'd be gone. The red ants would be gone.
Yeah.
And so, look, I turned out, okay, everything is fine with me. You don't see any irregularities at all from the malathion that I used. And I think, maybe we should look back at this.
Are you doing a bit right now?
I used the malathion to kill the ants.
But it had nothing to do with the way you are now.
No.
I find that hard to believe.
We would also take a magnifying glass sometimes.
That's the fun thing, the black ants.
You did that?
Yeah, they used to curl up and explode. You'd hear them.
We'd be arrested now.
If
that's politically incorrect.
Careful, you could hear them yelling. We gave so many
ants. You would listen to the ants yell.
You used to see that. I mean, the ants would give them the hot foot.
Yow.
My mom would come out and I remember her coming down and we were laying there in the driveway burning them. And she came out and said, Frederick, what are you doing? And I said, well, nothing. And then, of course, she came out. And my friend David Termas and Mike Carbloom and Preston Neal.
You don't have to name them all, but go ahead.
Well, I'm going to.
That's good.
I'm going to give them some airtime.
That's
here.
Good.
They might have a trivia question pop up. And so we're standing there and we're laying down. The mom comes over and says, what are you doing? And she leaned down and saw what we were burning the ants.
Yeah, it's terrible.
She says, I don't think that's a good thing to do.
What if you come back as an ant? That's what I'm thinking.
No, it has nothing to do with that. But she looked at it and said, there's something wrong about this. I don't know. She didn't know if she should allow it or say something and put a stop to it. And so there was a moment there where she just said, don't do that. And then she said, don't do that, then she really said, stop doing that.
One brave red ant bit me one time, and that kind of stopped me from playing with the ants. But the thing was, you would kind of put that magnifying glass on the ant, and then the ant would sort of, you'd watch it when the ant would start to realize that things were getting a little warm, and it start to move. And if you were good, it would treat your hand-eye coordination.
The big red ants were more intelligent because they were more violent nature than the black ones.
Correct.
And the red ones would eat the black ones.
That's true. I used to watch the red ants carry the black ones into their den after they would store them up for wintertime. Yeah.
So when the red ones saw us coming, they could actually see us. When you get to say, hey, here they come. And the big guy's got a magnifying glass.
The other thing we did, my brother did this actually, brother Chuck. He went and there were a lot of bees on the orange trees, and so we got a jar and poked holes in it so the bees could breathe, and we would capture the bees into the jar, open it up and put it in until we got enough bees in there that they were buzzing so crazily, we'd put it on our bike and we'd have a siren. And then we'd have to release the bees, and that was always, we'd loosen the cap and then we'd throw it on the grass so that the glass wouldn't break, and then we'd run into the house because we knew the bees would come after us. But we did release those bees. It was kind of a catch and release.
That's really kind of a stupid thing to do.
Well, this, I tell you, that's the deal. Now,
did anybody get stung?
No, thank goodness. Now, your mother called you Frederick. Did you have a nickname? You were speaking this week at the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Association, and you, Vince Ferragamo was there, or Vinny as you call him. Did you have a nickname on the Rams?
Did I?
Yeah, did they have a nickname for you? Doesn't everybody have a nickname when they play? Like blocker or something, or, you know.
That was mine. That was mine.
He said Vince was saying everybody had nicknames on the team, but he didn't give yours out. He just was talking about.
Well, have you noticed how every coach, has to have. That can't call people
by their regular names. It has to be a nickname.
Yasiel.
Yeah,
they have to call him Yasi.
Yasi, exactly.
I mean, just call him Yasiel.
Why
do you have to? Why do you have to give him one of those okie doke names? I don't understand that.
We're going to come up with a nickname for you because I don't think I want to call you Fred Dreyer on the show anymore.
It's my name.
Well, we'll have some kind of a nickname, Dry Man or something like that. Hey, Dry Man. Yeah,
see if you get
Mike and the Dry Man.
See if you get a response to that.
Mike and the Dry Man, not going to work. They used to call me Horn Toad. I always hated that.
I had no idea. I had no idea. There's a picture of me and Stephanie Kramer here.
Oh, wait a second. Did somebody send that into you?
There's a picture of me and Stephanie Kramer.
By the way, we talk sports on the show, but of course Fred Dreyer was the acting legend with Stephanie Kramer.
They know that.
Did you hold it up close to that camera? I want everybody to see.
I want to.
Get it up there nicely. Yeah, get it in there. Move a little tighter shot. We're on, of course, at crntalk.com. And
look
at the Roku box.
Look how
box.
Dark my hair was. What happened?
You were. I watched on YouTube.
You were, past tense?
I watched you on YouTube on the David Letterman show. On Late Night with David Letterman, you look quite handsome.
Yeah.
You still are in pretty good shape here, I have to admit.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point is, I look at this and I realize, you know, what happens to the pigment in your hair?
It goes away somewhere.
Yeah, I know, but
I found some in a bottle I can bring to you if you want.
No, I don't care about that. You know, I've dyed my hair different times in my life.
Have you ever gone all red?
No, I don't choose that color because if you take a look at, you know, we always thought that people with red hair were something wrong with them.
No, I did. Why did you think
my
that?
Group of guys? Just
your
said,
group of guys.
If you were left-handed and red-headed and had freckles, you were done.
Really? Couldn't make the team?
Yeah, we pant you, and we would throw
you, panted
throw you up
panted.
In a tree, and that's it.
Too bad. It's the sports show all the day, all the week's news of sports here. It's straight ahead on CRN.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
It's the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yep, thanks so very much. Welcome back to our show. We're going to have a Jay Johnstone, ex-Dodger, ex-Met, ex-Cub,
White Sox,
he's
going to
37
Yankee.
Games. and he's going to be joining us. He's going to have he's got an event he wants to talk about,
and we'll talk a little bit about
Major League Baseball, what's happening today. Although you know you're almost halfway through the season in Major League Baseball, and there's some teams that are surprising up to this point.
What about Donnie Baseball in Florida?
Well, wait a minute, and then there are some teams that are just you can just predict them exactly what the flight of their airplane is going to be when they go home.
So let's start with Miami. It's kind of interesting because Don Mattingly has done a good job, you think?
So the ultimate rundown here is some of these teams are surprising, and I think one of them is Miami. I think Donnie Baseball, I'd like to see him succeed, actually.
I would, too.
Donnie Baseball.
I think he's a nice guy.
There's no reason not to. And I think he's a good man, and I think that he's he got out of L.A. With ownership that, as far as I'm concerned, is trying to launch a one-winged airplane. You know, here in L.A.
What do you mean?
Well, I just the model that they're going after, the sabermetrics and
metrics.
They're investing a lot of money and time in foreign players, and they're gathering and putting together a roster full of kind of mediocre players that have interesting stats, and they're investing in situational baseball is what I'm saying.
Situational lefty, situational baseball. The Dodgers, since you talked about it, and the Mets have taken a look. They've had private workouts for this new Cuban infielder, Ulysses Gurriel, and they did this last week, and he's 32. That's kind of old already, 32. He was declared a free agent by the Major League by Major League Baseball. So the Mets and the Dodgers look at him. I don't know. Maybe they're going to sign this guy. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But you know, when Mattingly was in L.A.,
yes.
he was adverse to automatically responding to how many people were on base, who's at the plate, these situations to where he was kind of forced to use the overshifts defensively. And he had a point where he just said, is it now come up with runners on first and second? With a left-handed hitter up with one out, you got to do certain things? Is it down to where you now have to, you don't have to think? You don't have to have a gut feeling? You know, the interesting thing, and I always revert to Tommy Lasorda because, you know, he's here. We see him.
He's Mr. Gut Feeling. We love him.
And this guy would sit there in the dugout and just suddenly run out to the mound and make a change.
Yeah.
And he says, you got to get you out of here, and we're going to move this guy over there. And if I have to use five pitchers to get through these next three guys for this in the seventh inning, so I now know that in the remaining innings, in the seventh and in the ninth innings, that I'm going to have their weak batters are coming to the plate. You know, I want to make sure we don't screw up and let people on base that gets us into the heart of their lineup toward the end of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
it's like Bruce Bochy these days with the Giants will use a different pitcher for each
batter. Well, he did it the other day.
He did it the other day a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, look at the Giants. They're just powering through so far the season with a team that's good, not exactly super all-stars, but it's managed well. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. They've drastically improved their pitching by signing some people, and they're the team to beat in the National League West right now.
Yes, and they will, and if they stay healthy, they'll be right in the hunt with everybody else. But here's what's interesting: when I played football all of those years, I in my speech this past week at the sports writers banquet, I mentioned that certain coaches at certain parts of my life were more exciting than the others.
Right.
And in college, Don Coryell was, I thought, the most dynamic individual and coach that I had ever played organized football with.
Right. You mentioned that, yes.
And the reason is that the team knew that individual, they knew how he thought, and they knew that he had a great instrument for the human condition, you know, of sports. He wasn't a cookie cutter guy, meaning, well, it's third and eight on your inside your own 20. Don't throw it. You know, there's certain paradigms in sports, even today, but certain paradigms in sports where the odds are, they tell you, never throw from your own end zone on third down, you know, that type of junk.
Right.
And so,
but yet a gut feel person would do it, right?
But a coach who those things were needed to make decisions, of course, but they didn't drive the ultimate decision. And so when you see things today, whether in baseball, you can always, pretty much for the most part, the game is such a television game that managers are afraid to use their own sense of experience, and they're now talked out of. I'm now going to use what I believe is going to be best in this inning, in this situation, and I don't care what anybody says about it. I'm the manager, and this is what I'm doing.
And I like that.
Well, yes, and the team likes it, too. That's what I'm getting at.
But you got a guy who's in charge.
The team knows who's in charge. And many times, what you have is a manager who's just going by the numbers.
That's it. Now, should we bring our guests in here? We've got
Jay.
We got Jay Johnstone lined up here, and welcome to the broadcast, Jay Johnstone. We love you, man.
You
played for so many teams, Jay.
Hello.
Fred mentioned like 30 teams.
I'm here. Yeah. I know. This is Mike. I was just.
Yeah, apparently they're not hearing us right now, so you'll have to get that ready to work out so we can get that set up.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, they'll be on with us in just a little bit.
It's the heat wave.
It's got to be something, I think, that's going on.
Isn't it the heat wave?
Yeah, I'll let Tomas talk to him, get it set up. Somehow it's going on. Anyway, getting back to what you're saying, Bruce Bochy is the kind of manager that will call his own game and do his own thing and has his own head. And I got to tell you, I think that Dave Roberts, even though they're making him do metrics on the Dodgers, is doing that a little bit. Mike Socha has always been a manager to kind of call his own situations and positions. But when you look at the Angels this year, they don't really have that team. They're not going anywhere. I mean, no pitching on that
Mike
team.
Mike Socha is available.
Well, I think he's signed for a while, isn't he?
I know, but...
You think he's going to be gone after this year?
Look,
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
He has a great relationship with Artie Moreno, but at the same time, you know, at some point in time, you know, they'll just say, you know, we've tried everything else. We might as well fire you.
I hope they don't say that.
But I mean, that's the way life is. I mean, we love you, Mike, but I got to make a change because, this is the only change we haven't made. We've done everything else. You know, we've fired general managers. We've fired coaches, third base coaches, pitching coaches. We've changed the roster around, and the only person we haven't fired is you. So you're in the barrel now.
Now, you mentioned it's kind of halfway point in baseball. Cubs are doing excellent. I mean, are these guys really moving along? But when you look at their record, the Giants have a similar record, too. Both of those teams are the ones to watch in the National League. How about the Nationals? They've kind of had some ups and downs, but they're sort of running there. The Yankees, a disappointment, last place, bouncing it out of there. I mean, Baltimore seems to be doing quite well. Texas doing well. So it's an interesting season. It seems like things kind of roll on. It's amazing how one game, when you guys played football, you have like a bad loss. How do you shake that loose? Because that can cause you sometimes to go into a downward spiral.
Well, you don't have time to go into it. That's the fun thing about football. You know, you could sit and dwell and get lost in the fact that, we lost six games on the road in baseball. Because we've got 175 games we're going to play. Basketball, the same thing. Hockey, the same thing. Pro football, you got 14, 16 games, and you got two games to win, three games, four games to win and to go to the Super Bowl. So you don't have a lot of time to dwell on the positive or the negative. It's just you will lose the game, you'll get on the airplane, you go home, and you get up the next day, and you watch Monday Night Football, have a dinner, and then you go back at it Tuesday.
Gotta get back.
And then you just get on it. And that's one of the good things about it You know, I think Vinny alluded to a couple of things. You know,
Vince Ferragamo, yes.
Yeah, and
shake it loose and do it. He kind of called you, and your day, the quarterback called his own plays. By the way, you and Vince Ferragamo and an all-star cast, we should mention since our last show, showed up at the Coliseum, the Rams coming back to Los Angeles, and you guys were on the field. I was there with you. My gosh, what lines there were for people to come up and see you and have you sign pictures and stuff and
yeah,
all that kind of thing.
It was a good turnout. And
what was that for? That was the Sports Council
all
in
Los access.
Angeles.
It was all LA All Access, and what they did is they invited advertisers, companies to come
and individuals,
and meet some of the present day players, and you know, Jared Goff and some of the present day players, and the coach and the general manager and the president of the team, and then they had the old timer guys like us hanging around and taking photo ops for people, and it was a wonderful afternoon. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And people really like those things when they come down and they get to take a photograph of people, and you know what's, and it never goes away. And that's the most rewarding thing about, and I'm blessed in my life to know that I've had that experience, and you never get tired of it.
David Hill was there with you, and at the end of it, after the dinner that was had there, you actually wanted to and then were sprinting down the field, running some sprints.
Well, you know, when you walk out on that field, and it's a beautiful, they do a beautiful job of taking care of it. SC runs it now, you know.
Yeah.
They run the Coliseum. So that I can't look at a football field and not sprint down the field.
Yeah, you get kind of excited when you walk out there. And it was a little embarrassing when you made me lay down in the end zone where you had your...
I showed Mike exactly where I had my two safeties.
And you made me lay on the actual lawn.
So get down there on the ground.
And then when you jumped on top of me, it was just not a good
sign. I want you to feel what Jim Del Gazo and Scott Hunter felt when the Sultan hit him.
I'm going to have to make sure I wear my hat next time, or helmet, because we don't call it.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game. I laid down on the football field there at the Coliseum to show exactly where they were. Just Green Bay Packer quarterbacks.
Yeah, just a clump. You were
just
a clump.
I went down like a ton of this sack of bricks.
Embarrassing.
It was some sack of potatoes right there in the end zone. And also the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Our good friend Jay Johnstone is with us today, and he is going to be talking to us about a charity event. Standstill baseball. Six-man baseball. And I've never heard of that. Have you?
No. Jay, what is standstill baseball? This is a charity event coming up, but what is it?
Standstill baseball was originated in the South, okay? And the guys down there, you know, it was a different kind of a thing down there with the guys. They didn't have the good fields, and they didn't have all the, you know, the bats and the balls and stuff like that. So they came up with their own game, and what it is, it's a six-man game. You have a pitcher, a catcher, two infielders, and two outfielders. So you got six players on a team, okay?
Right.
And basically what you do is that you have to play the game within an hour. It's a one-hour game. So you are running in and off the field no matter which team you are because you've only got an hour to get your stuff in. And you play the game just like a regular game, okay? The pitcher throws the ball, the infielders and the outfielders catch it and try to get you out and stuff like that. But the game only lasts 1 hour.
Why did they do this in the South? What was the purpose behind this?
Well, it was something different. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of things to do in the South. And somebody said, well, let's do something different. And they tried it up. And Mike Boyd, who was a part of learning a lot more about standstill baseball, brought it up here to California. And we're going to play a standstill baseball game at the Glendale Complex. We've got one that's going to come up very soon. And then we've got the big all-time game where we're actually bringing in the world champion girls softball team to play.
Oh, those guys are great.
Wow. So this is great. So this is it's happening this weekend, and it's going to be in Glendale on Sunday at 9 a.m. to 1:30. Mike Boyd, you're on the line with us here today. Why did you want to bring back standstill baseball? Is it it's fun to watch?
Well, it's not only fun to watch, and a couple of things up there. One, there was a version of this game played in the South. Standstill is my creation of the six-man baseball game. But in the South, when we were growing up, my brother, a lot of people know my little brother, Oil Can, and my other brothers, I had six brothers, and we would all get on the field because we didn't have enough players. We played one side of the field. And in that process, we would play, and the game we would play then, we would call home run. And so the whole idea was to hit home runs to one side of the field.
Yeah, but don't confuse us too much, Mike. This is the regular rules of baseball here, just six players out there, and you got an hour to play the game, right?
Right. It's a one-hour game, and the way it works is one strike, you're out, two balls, you walk, two foul tips, you're out. If the catcher catches the first one, you're out.
So there's a lot of changes in the rules then that I can see here right now, yeah. So
yeah,
and is Joe Montana going to be playing there? Is a special guest going to be out there? Joe Montana, is he playing?
Joe will be there. Joe is going to throw out the first ball.
Jay, are you going to be playing? Are you got a team that's playing, Jay?
I might be playing. I'm thinking about it because I'm excited about it. This is something different, something new, and it's never been done here in California, and in talking to Mike, I got stoked about it. I said, "This is going to be fun."
So let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask you a quick question.
With the softball girls.
Who the pitcher pitches the ball, and then he covers first base. Is that right?
No.
Who covers first base?
There is no base running. There's no base stealing. There's no bases on the field. It's hitting, pitching, fielding, throwing.
So you hit to a designated area for points.
For points, and the infielders, the way the hitting goes is a single is any ball that is hit in the infield that that gets through the infield, gets past the infielder,
right,
in the air or on the ground. And if the player bobbles the ball, if the infielder bobbles it, it's a single.
Well, it's like six man over the line, isn't it?
It's basically based on the game over the line, but
yeah.
In the spectrum of things, every city has its own version of baseball.
And a home run is if you hit it over the outfielder's head.
No, a home run is if you hit it over the fence. Or it hits the top of the fence and bounces over.
Oh, okay. So you
a triple is directly hit into the fence in the air. A double is a ball that gets past the outfielder, and that touches the fence. Anything other than that, it's a single.
What's a strikeout?
A strikeout is one pitch. If the batter doesn't swing and the umpire causes a strike, you're out.
What's a walk?
If you swing and miss, you're out. If you swing and foul tip and the catcher catches the first foul tip because you get two, you're out.
Wow.
A walk is two balls. You get two balls in that concept. So,
it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's
this
really,
is kind of interesting. Really, Jay, you're looking for new thrills because Fred Dreyer mentioned you have played for 30 different teams. We tried to name them all, but we only came up with the Angels.
Well, they stopped keeping track of those things, Jay.
The White Sox, the Athletics, the Phillies, the Yankees, the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Cubs. Honorable mention, I know you were with St. Louis for a while as well, too, weren't you?
Eight different teams. You know, I like to go there winning, but I know what it's like to lose because I played for the Cubs back then also. So.
And you were in the broadcast booth for the Yankees and the Phillies. You were, as I recall, Jay, didn't you, Clyde Wright had a no-hitter going. Didn't you preserve his no-hitter for him with some great spectacular catch?
I did. I made a running catch into the center field wall off a hit by Reggie Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
And by the way, Clyde was my roommate at that particular time. We lived down in Laguna Beach area, and we had a little condo down there, or a complex where we stayed there.
Must have been kind of wild down there, I take it, huh?
Oh, well, there was a few wild moments, you know, but it was fun. But I, in watching standstill baseball, and I played in a couple of the games there. It's quick, it's fast, it's unique, it's different, and you got 1 hour to play.
And it's at Glendale Sports Complex.
Yeah, it's going to be in Glendale, California.
And June 26th from 9 to 1:30.
Yeah, so
right.
That's this Sunday. That's the Sunday edition here of the
Very
show,
good.
So we got you there for you. All right, guys, is there a website we can go to get more information?
StandstillBaseball.com.
StandstillBaseball.com.
All one word,
right.
Yep.
Standstill.
All right, this is good. If this catches on, are we going to start some standstill baseball leagues?
It's already in the making. This is what these games are that we're playing, or exhibition games, so that the public can see the game. Kids are starting to want to sign up for leagues. We're talking to three or four leagues right now that won't stand still in their leagues.
That's good.
Right now we're talking to four high schools where the kids have played standstill, and a lot of the kids want to play standstill ball.
And you're a singer, a songwriter, Grammy nominated, by the way, Mike Boyd. Are you singing the Star Spangled Banner? Who's going to sing the Star Spangled Banner at the beginning of the game?
So what you're saying is you want to put me on the spot?
Yeah,
that's the idea.
That's it.
That is the idea.
Now I'm going to have to.
Yes, of course.
I was thinking about letting Jay do it.
No. He's always the prankster. Didn't you once lock Tommy Lasorda in his hotel room, like? And then take the mouthpiece out of his phone so he couldn't call for help, Jay Johnstone?
Of course. You know, every now and then you got to wake up the skipper a little bit, you know, knock him down a little bit. You know, he gets high and mighty once in a while, so we put him back in his place.
My favorite was that pinch-hit homer you hit in the 81 World Series. You turned that game around for the Dodgers against your former teammate, the Yankees.
Yeah, George Steinbrenner didn't like it too much, but it was a great thrill. It was a lot of fun. The funny part about it was that I found out later is that Steinbrenner was so incensed at the pitching coach, Mel Stoudemire, and the pitcher, Ron Davis, for throwing me, a former Yankee, a fastball, because he knew I was a fastball hitter, that he went in the clubhouse after the game, tried to fire them both. And Manoah Sanz says, you can't fire Ron Davis. He's a pitcher. He says, we can't throw Johnson fastballs. He used to be with the Yankees. I know he's a fastball. He said, well, Mr. Steinbrenner, that's all Ron Davis has is a fastball. He's a pitcher. Anyway, so he stormed out of the clubhouse, got in the elevator, went back up to the press box. On his way up, there were three Dodger fans in the elevator. Got in a fight with them, broke his hand.
Oh, my gosh. I never heard that story. That's a good one.
And not only that, now we got to get on a plane and fly to New York, okay? So the next day, so we fly to New York. And, you know, I lived up in New York, uptown, 82nd and 2nd Avenue. And so I knew where some of the really great restaurants were. And I told the guys, hey, they got a great place called Elaine's. A lot of the movie people and go there, but they've got great steaks. So why don't we take a cab and go up there? And so six of us pile in a cab. We drive up to Elaine's, okay? We get out, tip the cabbie. We walk in. Who do I see at the first table? Steinbrenner. And he's got his hand in the calf. And he goes, oh, you again. I said, Mr. Steinbrenner, how's your hand? He says, I'll live. He said, well, it had to be somebody to hit that damn home run. I'm glad it was you.
I got it. You got to love that story. And you also took one time, Tom sort of had celebrity pictures in his clubhouse there. You took them out and put pictures of yourself and Don Stanhouse in there, didn't you, on all his pictures?
On Lazorda?
Yeah.
Tommy used to hobnob with all the celebrities and the girls and the movie stars and all stuff like that. So when we had this Hollywood Stars night, he just kind of forgot all about us. So he'd be out there hobnobbing with all of them. So I got Royce, I got Stanhouse, I got myself, and I said, you know, let's change this office around a little bit. So we took every photo. There must have been, 250 or 60 photos of the Hollywood people he knew. Took them all off the wall and hung a picture of Johnstone, Royce, and Stanhouse. So now, after the celebrity game, they all come into Tommy's office. Sinatra was there, Rickles, Beth Masterson, Gene Berry. I mean, you can, the guy, Robert Stack, I can go on and on about the celebrities, right? So he's going, he takes them all in the office, and all of a sudden there's this blood-curdling stream, and he's yelling for us to get in there. So we walk in, what's up, Skip? Where the blankety-blank are my photos? I said, what do you mean, where are they? He says, where did you go to my photos? And I finally, I looked at him, wait a minute, wait just one darn minute. What is it? I said, how many games did those other people ever win for you? And Rickles, within 2 seconds, chimed in, yeah, sort of, how many? And sort of went, shut up, Rickles. So it took us about 3 hours to hang them all back up. It was well worth it.
Pretty good stuff, I'm telling you, Jay Johnstone. All right, now give us that website one more time. Mike Boyd, of course, Jay Johnstone, baseball star extraordinaire with all the great teams. Standstill Baseball coming up this weekend. Glendale Sports Complex for you Sunday at 9 a.m. And if you're in Southern California, make sure and go to that. And Mike Boyd will be singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Splendid. Record it.
What's the website?
Cut a CD. Cut a CD.
Yeah, please, cut a CD for us.
I'll be humming along with them. You hear me?
Yeah, give us that website one more time.
You going to have a flyover?
yeah. Mike, you having a flyover?
No, there won't be a flyover. But the one in August, we'll work that out.
And a kiss cam. Can you get that? Because
that's what you want. Yeah.
We could get that going.
Yeah.
I had it all worked out. I had a gardener save me up 600 flies, and they're all in one big box.
That's
great. I'm going to let them go.
600 flies? That's very nice, AJ.
Or just one real big one.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Yep.
That website is standstillbaseball.com.
Standstill. Okay,
we're going to make a lot of people happy.
All right, standstillbaseball.com. We got you. We thank you guys very much for being on the show. Get in the studio one of these days, Jay Johnstone. Good to have you with us here. All right, we got to take a quick break, come back with more. It is the Sports Show Weekend Edition right here for you on CRN, Sports Byline, and Sports USA. You can email Fred Dreyer at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Fred_Dreyer, and Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. the heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood's so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dry.
Hey, listen, folks, there's many of you who have tweeted me, and I have not responded.
Why not?
I am I'm very sidetracked by many things in my life.
I gotcha.
So I've not been actually actively tweeting and stuff.
Oh, boy.
The other thing else is that I found myself tweeting to the point where it's too much, and it's not effective.
Well, we like your tweets, though.
Yeah, I know. I have fun doing it, and I do it when I want to do
okay,
it.
So that's
I don't want to do it because I'm obligated.
Gotcha.
And I sure appreciate everybody tweeting me and having those fine comments.
A lot of emails coming in for you. Too.
A lot of emails are coming in, and once we get the new studio, you know, that we're working on.
Yes.
Then and the cigar humidor is put in, then I'll be wailing, buddy.
I'm sure you will be, all the way out the back door. But you can have those cigars there. There'll be a smoking area outside.
We will. Well, you got air conditioner, don't you?
No.
You got a fan.
There's no air conditioning in the new building.
None at all. Perfect. Yeah, that's what you want.
That's perfect.
That's really what you want.
Save a little money and cut back on the AC. It's good.
And the food and the water.
You wanted food and water? Let's see if we can get that going.
Back on the food.
Let's see if we can get that going.
You need to have vending machines inside there.
We will. Oh, Kit Kat bars will be there as well.
Yeah, and cheeseburgers.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, sure. Great, you could.
I like to go to Costco when they actually have the samples of the cheeseburgers.
And believe it or not, they're fresh.
They are. They're delicious. Those frozen cheeseburgers are just incredible. Well, there it is.
Is that it?
That's it. On a cheeseburger note, I want to remind you we're here every week at this time. Hope you'll tune in and make it a regular habit for you. We appreciate you tuning in. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, as I mentioned, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Download our cell phone app. It's free for your smartphone. Just make a phone call. Dial this number, not a text. Dial #250, hit send, and when the call is answered, say CRN Talk. You'll get our app right on your phone and follow us anywhere you want to go. Final thoughts now from the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You know, I forgot to add that saltandofsafeties.com is up. We're
your new website.
We're constantly screwing around with it. But keep your eyes posted on that, and we will see you next time.